Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
It's interesting to analyze how powerful the media is. The media wields its power through collectively controlling information, and we all know information is power. One of the greatest sayings to come out of Donald Trump's election is the term fake news. When Donald Trump refers to fake news, he is referring to the media's ability to control what type of news coverage the public is exposed to. In some cases, the media will reveal some truth, and in some cases, they will withhold the truth, and in other cases, promote bold-faced lies, all in order to maintain the current power structure in Washington, or to make money for one of their advertisers, or to shield their advertisers from public scrutiny. My takeaway is that we should always be aware that the news media is not without an agenda, but is in the business of controlling information, controlling what's on the public's mind, and in turn, what the country is thinking about at the moment. Ultimately, it's about power and money. The older I get, the more I realize how corrupt the system has become, or maybe has always been corrupt. Why else would Abraham Lincoln say that you can fool all the people some of the time, and some of the people all the time, but you cannot fool all the people all the time? The solution is a public that has the mindset of fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. The point is, it's not our fault that we've been tricked by our media and our government. But if we trust them blindly and are fooled again, it is on us. In order to not blindly trust, we must have a healthy dose of skepticism and curiosity. A good question to ask is, who will benefit from this information? Whoever will benefit from the information has a vested interest in withholding information or to changing the subject. And that's where the media comes in to do their job, to change the focus of a story or to bury a story. But luckily for us, we live in America and we still have the First Amendment. With independent journalists and more access to information ever in history. If only we are willing to look and be willing to think outside the public narrative, we may yet discover the truth. This has been Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.